AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Berlin police now say the attack on a Christmas market that left at least 12 people dead was intentional. In a posting on Twitter early Tuesday, German police also called it a suspected terrorist attack. British tourist Mike Fox was there with his girlfriend when the big truck sped through.
As we were leaving, the large truck came through. It went just past me, past my girlfriend. I think it missed me by 3 meters, missed her by 5. It came in through the entrance, hit the sides of the barriers, and then carried on past us.
The truck was registered in Poland. Its owner said he had feared earlier that it may have been hijacked. A passenger in the truck was killed in the crash. The driver is under arrest. In a series of meetings across the country, the Electoral College has now erased any doubt. Donald Trump will be sworn in next month as the 45th president of the United States.
In the end, despite the protests and the lobbying campaigns, there was no groundswell of electors deserting Trump. In fact, Hillary Clinton saw more defections than he did. 4 of her electors in Washington State and 1 in Hawaii voted for other candidates, while 2 Trump electors did that in Texas. From his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, Trump tweeted, "We did it." And in a written statement, he again claimed a historic landslide victory, even though critics note Clinton won the popular vote by 2.5 million, and Trump's Electoral College margin ranks in the bottom quarter of U.S. presidential contests. Mark Smith, Washington.
A federal court in New York is scheduled to release redacted copies Tuesday of the search warrant and other documents that gave the FBI new license to dig into a trove of Hillary Clinton emails days before the presidential election. The emails were found on a computer belonging to former Congressman Anthony Weiner, part of a probe into an online relationship between the disgraced congressman and a teenage girl in North Carolina. This is AP Radio News. Mayor Mitch Landrieu apologized for 4 police killings and subsequent cover-ups during the time of Hurricane Katrina in announcing that New Orleans has reached a $13 million settlement.
The city is here today to try, to the extent that is humanly possible, to bring closure to this dark, dark, dark time and to pledge that it shall never happen again.
Romel Madison, whose brothers were victims, hopes so.
I hope that in the future, if something bad happens, the police officers will come forward and tell the truth and not try to cover it up.
An ordained pagan priest finally has gotten the okay to sport goat horns in his main driver's license photo. Phelan Moonsong says unless he's sleeping or bathing, he always wears his goat horns, which he says serve as his spiritual antenna. The Carolina Panthers knocked the Washington Redskins out of the playoff picture with a 26-15 win in Monday Night Football. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.